Graciela Carrasco still can't believe that her son-in-law, 50-year-old real estate broker Esteban Riquelme, was stabbed to death for no apparent reason while walking home. This CCTV camera captures Riquelme rushing past while holding his neck. Seconds later, he collapsed off-camera, his jugular vein slit. Two Venezuelans, 25 and 15 years old, who recently crossed into Chile illegally from neighboring Bolivia, have confessed.
No sé cuándo.
When will authorities control who enters Chile? I'm afraid now when I walk past a foreigner because I don't know if it's a criminal.
The murder rate in Chile has gone up an astonishing 30% in the last 6 months alone. Statistics show the vast majority of crimes are committed by Chileans, but that undocumented foreigners with criminal records account for a higher percentage of the murders.
Esteban Riquelme was stabbed just a few blocks from the presidential palace, but it was no isolated incident. Just a few days later, another three people were stabbed along Alameda. This is Santiago's most emblematic avenue, and that's only the tip of the iceberg.
Prosecutors say that in the last 5 years, drug traffickers and members of the feared Venezuelan criminal organization, Aragua Train, have focused in on Chile, taking advantage of the largely unpatrolled northern border. The governor of the port city of Arica, where they've reportedly set up base, says international gangs are using criminal methods unseen before in Chile.
It's not just murder, but also torture, signs of chopping people in pieces or burying victims alive. They're international criminals who belong mainly to Venezuela's Aragua Train gang. It's expanded its domain to Colombia, Ecuador, Brazil, Peru, and now Chile.
But it's not just imported criminal methods that are spreading. Very young, mainly Chilean delinquents are ensnaring drivers, even in crowded tunnels in broad daylight. Car theft has increased 68% in the last 5 months. So has widespread trafficking of people and guns, and drug trafficking in low-income neighborhoods. All this in what until recently was considered the safest country in Latin America.
We didn't manage to see what was happening in time. The problem was incubating slowly, step by step. Now it's finally exploded, facilitated by the pandemic. Criminals have lost fear of the state because they no longer believe we're able to confront them.
The chief prosecutor for complex crimes says it will take a major investment in money, more sophisticated forms of law enforcement, stronger border controls, and more police training to ensure that this crime wave is not here to stay. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.